G'day, everybody, and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, it's the two-minute warning out of round one. We get into last year's grand finalists and what's going on there. And make sure you stick around to the end for the latest on Rhino's new Twitter beef this time around. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and make sure you tell your mates to listen in. Every extra listen genuinely helps through the year. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, we're very excited today. We just got told by Josh that this is all going on YouTube. It's all on camera.
We're back.
So the whole thing's going to be on camera.
That's right. That's what those things are.
Every
single time we come in.
Yeah.
No longer socials, but we're on YouTube as well. So that's great.
Yeah, yep. YouTube channel. Really, we have our own channel, Josh. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
We do.
We
have a channel.
Yes.
I think we did this briefly. Last year,
year before, I reckon it was.
I think we did a couple.
Yeah, and they just went so crazy it almost broke the internet.
Well,
so we had to take it down.
That's why we're back.
Big weekend at Crabfest for you.
Big weekend down at Crabfest.
For those over east, it's a festival where they celebrate crabs.
Yes.
Mandra, which is about an hour and a bit out of Perth.
Wait,
it's a beautiful little town.
It's like crab in like a produce sense, not just like people like pet crabs, right?
It's funny you say that because on the way down there, my daughter asked if she could get some crazy crabs while we were down there. I said, I don't think it's those kind of crabs, but she said, if they're there, can we?
Can I have them?
So absolutely, I'm pretty sure all the crabs there are going to be getting cooked.
In sandwiches and
it's a food
pastas.
Crab system. So.
Except I was on stage and I had to cook a meal on stage for the audience. It's Crab Fest, so guess what I cooked?
Crabs.
Fish tacos.
It's not Fish Taco Fest.
That's a different kind
of festival.
That was
he's been breaking the walls too. He's been appearing for other podcasts. The Dylan Friends Perth trip.
Not on the podcast. They're recording today. Well, there you go. I said I couldn't do that because I'm here with you guys.
There you go.
Priorities.
Wow. Saturday night with Dill. It's always good to see Dill. He's got a great little army of people.
He's got a great little army.
So that was great. Joshy Gallup, of course. Former Hardball Gets producer.
Yes. Look at him fly.
It was fantastic. So I'm bloody tired today, though.
Yeah.
Are you into the Royals?
She's gone, right?
Where is she? Oh, you mean Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
Is this why you're tired?
I was in a web last night. I went to bed so early, the couch, so early last night, and then I was like, I'll just quickly watch one video on TikTok, and the algorithm landed me on a journalist.
Right.
Dressed, and, like, gave 15 examples of where she is.
What I want to hear is your theory as to where Kate Middleton is. What is her status right now? After all your research, you've done your own, as they like to say.
Well, I think she's had a serious falling out with her own family.
Oh, the Middleton side.
Yeah. I think that William is on the edge of the relationship.
As in he wants out?
Yeah, so at the moment he sent out a press release the other day.
Yep.
And just you at the top, he uses his header thing.
Like the little emblem thing.
Yeah, emblem.
Yeah.
And he reverted back to his old personal one.
No.
Just the W.
No.
So that was one piece of it.
Well, significant.
Where is she?
So where do you think she is?
Well, I don't want to say.
You think she's dead?
What was the helicopter flying in for yesterday?
I don't know about this helicopter.
Well, removing a body, you reckon?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't know.
I did not pick this for you.
No, because I hate the Royals.
Of all the rabbit holes you could have gone down, I did not expect the Royals.
The picture did it for me. When it was, I was aware of it bubbling around, and the picture came out. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, I'm on board.
With the fake picture, the weird hands.
And then they pretended like she tried to Photoshop it herself.
Well, then didn't she tweet out or something and just said, like, from C? But it was like, is that really her?
But wouldn't you just put a video up or something to say...
Yeah, I'm all good.
I'm here.
Something's up.
I'm alive. Holding the paper.
And William in the background on the camcorder.
Whatever's going on, it's not just normal.
Do yourself a favour.
I don't want to go down there, because I'll find you down there, it'll be a whole thing.
Well, I'm the one that's presenting now. But I say openly, I can't have the Royals. It's whatever, normal, another family, whatever. I did get flown over for Prince Harry's wedding. So as much as I say I hate the royals, mate, I was front row at the wedding, waving the flag.
It feels like you're into them. But you're at the wedding, and now you're down the Kate Middleton rabbit hole.
But I wasn't down a rabbit hole.
You watched The Crown?
No. I wasn't down a rabbit hole until that random video popped up last night. And then I'm sending him to M, because again, I'm sleeping on the couch these days. Then I'm sending him to M, and she's like, here, oh, look at this, what's the helicopter doing? Another one. Oh, goodness me, where's Kate Middleton? The timeline. Key
dates. Who's the other bird? There's another bird involved, isn't there?
Yeah, there's someone that they reckon that he's having an affair
with. With a strange name. What's her name?
Right, well, that might be why he's dropped the jewel emblem.
Yeah, right.
She's ordered it.
Jeez.
And like, what?
There's genetic history.
She had abdominal surgery.
Who, Kate?
Yeah, and what's that? 6 months without being on camera?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We expect AFL footballers to break their leg and try and get up the next week.
Someone needs to pat Kate Middleton going in for scans.
Where's Brennan Cox, the soft cock?
This is not
he should be playing this week.
We're going to get huge numbers on this because the Royals, like, this is now not a footy podcast.
Yeah, we're pivoting.
We're going to do 2 minutes on each of the Royal family. Starting with Kate.
You know, might be great with the Royals. William, just shave it, mate.
Yeah.
The dome.
Oh, the hair.
Yeah. He looks like a 55-year-old man. No, just shave it.
Something about the Royals, they don't want to let go of the hair. Just go to Bruce Willis, mate.
And I saw a picture of him as like a teenager. He was a hot fella. And now he just looks horrible.
Yeah.
Get it together, Will.
And I reckon we'll do 2 minutes on the Russian election too, which Vladimir just won.
99.9% of the vote or whatever it was.
I think he got 88.97% of the vote. And they reckon that before they turned up the bins, the election hadn't even opened and the bins were full of votes.
What are they? Where's those 11% gone? That's what
Dead.
I want to know.
It's now officially 100%.
You wouldn't want to put your name on the 11%, mate.
There were three other candidates, apparently.
They were mailing.
And they're gone.
They're gone.
Like the other bloke who just went 3 weeks ago. Yeah. He's gone.
No one asks. He's with Kate Middleton. Yeah. They're hanging out somewhere.
All on gardening leave. Wow.
I don't know Sorry what to do that. With the start of this.
Well, you had notes?
Well, Crabfest was all I had.
I've been well behaved this week.
Oh, good.
Very well behaved.
No, there's nothing on the... I actually was going to bring it up in a different way because I'm now starting to get concerned, Nick. Because if you notice the lack of traffic on our man's social media...
Yeah, I have actually been
pulled
back.
Does this mean that he's no longer influencing?
Well, it's coming into winter and the sports nuts has got to go.
Hold on a minute. Let's go to the soda stream. What happens here is that with influencers, this is how I imagine the market works. A new fresh face pops up and everyone gets very excited. Hey, we've got to have a piece of this.
Yeah.
We need a piece of Xavier Ellis. He's hot right now. He's the everyman. And then after he's, flogged himself around town for, this, that, and the other, getting free groceries and a couple of beers here
Pull
or there.
Back.
Remember those barrels? those barrels he was advertising? Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
The
that was
keg 40, barrels
that was 40,
or whatever
they were. I can't even remember them.
that was 40.
Bert Zoo. Everything. There was all kinds of...
Oh, yeah, the BYO kegs. Kegs on legs.
There was all those. And now he's oversaturated himself. So now we're not seeing anything. So the influencing... It's close.
Still getting enough traction recently. That's
what's
that last week's
what's
video.
What's this one?
Just a paint little office work.
Oh, you got 128,000 for office works.
Still going okay.
Okay, off this. So it's now, maybe it's just more subtle now. We have to
He's going to launch a PR thing where he's going to disappear like Kate Middleton. People, where's Xavier Ellis gone?
Yeah.
3 months later, he's a hot new thing.
He's at Officeworks.
He's at Officeworks.
All of a sudden, you see him in 3 months. I'm 13 kilos lighter and I'm Jenny Craig.
Yeah.
It's the build up.
All right, footy's back on the weekend properly.
Officially,
who wants to go first?
Are we just picking a team
just
again?
Just pick your team, yeah.
You want to go, Zay?
Okay, let's go with the Essendon Football Club straight off the bat. What year is it for Jake Stringer?
Oh, good
contract.
Is it a contract year?
Contract year for Jakey Boy.
Is it already again?
He's kicked 4, so well done to him.
He's going to kick 60.
Good strong start. He'll win the Brownlow this year.
Now, hold on, because they'll start negotiating in about around the bye.
Yeah.
So he'll probably get 40 up till the bye and then about 4 after that.
I was listening to the commentary on the weekend and they said, oh, you know what Jake Stringer needs this year? He needs a year where he's fit. And then he goes, and I don't mean not injured either. I mean fit as in not fat. anyway, so yeah, Jake Stringer.
It's the year.
Hey, quick shout out Langford, who did it last year, their leading goal kicker. Do you know who he reminds me of? A little bit of a miss, Jai Miss. They don't need a lot of football. Like, he had 7 disposals, 3 goals again on the weekend. He'll end up kicking 50, no dramas.
Yeah, okay.
Archie Perkins.
Ooh, yeah, very interesting.
So Archie Perkins in 2021 How many games do you have with 20 disposals or more?
I'm going to say four.
In 2021?
2021, yeah.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 2021.
I don't know. None.
One. Yeah. 2022?
Maybe one.
One. 2023?
None. I'll give him three.
Three.
Oh, okay.
So he's only had five games with over 20 disposals. Round one comes out as 24 and kicks two, 12 tackles. Archie Perkins, is this the time, and you know I'm not the big Parrish man, but is this the time where they go, look, Darcy, appreciate it. You're still in the team. You're still a good player. But Archie Perkins doesn't leave that role now, surely.
You would hope not.
Surely.
Yeah, it's tough because they won the game.
Because then we bitch and moan that those players, young kids haven't come on.
This is the problem with names. Darcy Parrish is a really good player. I know you're not a huge fan.
There's
got
to be someone else that they can push out, right?
Yeah.
Because Darcy Parrish can't do anything else.
Well, we've been trying to work out who the third guy is, whether it's
Merritt
or Durham. Or,
yeah, Merritt doesn't go.
Maybe it's the three of them, Perkins, Parrish and Merritt.
Yeah.
And then you have your Hobbs and Durham.
All I'm saying is
coming through.
Give Perkins 12 weeks and let us form an opinion on how he's going.
No, we like him. Can I just say
just
to
like
the
him.
Obviously an Essendon fan.
Weren't we hard off him last week?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Yeah. Archie, yeah. The Essendon fan who hit me up and is giving me shit about the fact that I said that they'd only win five games for the year and they've already won one.
Yeah.
This was one of the five that I tipped them for, by the way.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think they'll win five. That's just what the ladder predictor said. It was the numbers. I don't make the numbers up.
But you have to click it.
I'm the Hawks. I'm a Hawks man. $1.86 for Essendon was inviting.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. I thought they would win that game. Okay, I'll go next. Let's go to Port Adelaide because that was... How do you feel about that win for Port? Because 50 points, we'll talk about the Eagles
it's
later.
Kind of a nothing
50
game,
points, they lost. The second quarter was where they did most of the damage. Eagles trailed by five at quarter time. Third quarter was a point difference. Fourth quarter was a few goals. So it wasn't overly convincing for Port, although they didn't quite kick straight and all that
Mate,
sort
they
of stuff.
They broke the record for the most behinds ever in a Port Adelaide game.
Is that right?
Ever.
Is that right?
It should have been 75, 80 plus.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon at the end of the game, you go, how did Rosie play?
Yeah, well.
How did Butters play?
Very well.
Soldo?
Excellent. Soldo's my next point. Very, very good. Couple of goals, 28 hitouts. Always in the shadows of Nankervis. And I did have to laugh this preseason when people were like, is it going to be Soldo or Sweet? I'm like, how about the bloke who's played?
No, I think they started that.
Quite a lot of
they started that.
Yeah.
Because Sweet was the one that they wanted.
Because he was
first.
VFL numbers.
He was in the bright light. So.
But he also wanted to come back because he's South Australian boy. I think he wanted
to. Yeah, no, but that's why we thought it was a toss up because. Yeah. They were like, we're after Sweet.
They were building up the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and then Soldo popped
up. Was the one, we remember, they signed Sweet. And everyone's like, hey, good opportunity for Jordan Sweet.
Yeah,
and then 3 days later, like,
Soldo.
Oh, and we also got Soldo.
And apparently it is Ivan or Ivan?
Ivan.
And apparently very quick to correct you if you've got the wrong...
Yeah, well, you wouldn't mess with him.
Same
as Ivan Marek. Remember Ivan Marek? He was a big boy.
Mad man. Had the mullet forever.
If your name's Ivan, then you're tough.
Are they cousins?
You can't be soft and be a Ivan.
There's a relation there, isn't
there? There could be something. Well, yeah, not sure.
Really?
I think so. Oh, they're definitely Marek and someone else who came to the system, and I thought it was Soldo.
Just because their first names are both Ivan, that's not how it works, you know?
No, I don't
know.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Good point.
They got Richmond this week too, so pretty handy start.
Yeah.
You go from West Coast to Richmond, who we think will be two of the bottom three teams.
Yeah.
Early stages, I know, but that's a pretty good start for Port Adelaide.
You take that, absolutely.
I'll go with Gold Coast. So it's a bizarre game. Wet weather. We've always talked about them having to own that kind of slippery, yuck Gold Coast weather sometimes.
Yeah, the grossness.
Which they did until the last 10 minutes when everything turned on its head. But the one I want to talk about...
The score was heavily inflated.
They had control of the contest.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, which is concerns for Adelaide, but that obviously comes later. So Matt Rowell, the question, so 2 weeks is probably best on ground or close to it. That's 29 on the weekend and 10 clearances.
He wouldn't have had 29 or 32 off the Matt Rowell.
Nah.
No, well, that's it. And the week before work. He's done 33 with 20. Yeah. Was that 20 clearances that week?
He's back.
But yeah, I don't know, does he have... So most of his possessions are still contested. I think he had 20-plus in both those weeks. Well, we're contested, and he gets, a handful of uncontested possessions.
Well, it lets Miller and Anderson Flanders screwed off pretty quick.
And Fiorini's, playing good footy too.
And so this is just his role now, right? He's the inside man. He does the hard yards. He gets it out to them. They go with it. And it probably works best for them. But is he have another... level, or is this? He's very good at the moment.
Nah,
is this the ceiling?
He
is this
does
him?
Have another level. I mean, he's number one.
He's only twice had 30 touches in his career.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And were they in his first few games as well?
No, one was in his last game. So apart from this season,
yeah.
One was in the last game against North Melbourne they played.
Yeah, okay.
And then the other one was earlier in his career, yeah.
So he was always sort of 26s and stuff, right?
A lot of 26s.
He definitely has another level. We've seen this in the flashes. So he could absolutely still get to the A grade.
How good do you think his first?
Well, he's probably A grade
right now. Three games.
Yeah, he had nine votes, didn't he? Or 8 votes.
Yeah, there was a 26-2 in there, then 20-2, 20-2. I thought they were like 30.
It was the way he was doing it. I remember they were shortest games too, because that was the COVID year.
But this is like, I think he's at an A grade level at the moment in that role as an inside midfielder. But he's not getting as many cheapies outside.
Who would you rather, Matt Rowell or Jack Steele?
Matt Rowell.
Matt Rowell.
Just because of the age difference.
No, this year then, right now.
Oh, out of the first, well, Jack Steele's only played one game.
Still Matt Rowell. Yep. Is that me? No, it's back to you, Zave.
Let's go GWS Giants. Again, another game that they probably should have won by a little bit further. 17 scoring shots to...
Yeah, some of us had the over 40 and they kicked 0 goals, 8 or something in the last
17 quarter. Scoring shots to 36. Again, I want to highlight the Twin Towers, Buckley and Taylor.
Oh,
8 contested marks between them.
Yep.
It's meant to be the other way around.
Yeah.
The forwards are meant to be taking it.
That's so true.
So if Sam Taylor and Buckley went forward, would you reckon that'd be effective randomly?
Yeah.
They'd mark everything, wouldn't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I never thought about it. Hey, West Coast have scored 100 points once in the last couple of years. Can you remember when it was?
Was it against GWS?
Was it against the Giants last year?
GWS, last year they scored 100 on the knockout.
Taylor wasn't playing.
Round two, the Giants lost. They went on to play in a prelim. Like, we'll talk about how that possibly happened. No Whitfield, no Kelly, no Taylor.
Yeah.
So and West Coast were okay. But the line this week's 44.5.
Yep.
I have fears for West Coast.
I would imagine that...
Because I think they're humming at the moment.
I would imagine that the Giants have this one written on the board and say, this should not have happened last year. We embarrassed ourselves. Every other team beat the living daylights out of these guys. And we went over there and lost.
Yeah.
So I would imagine...
The record over here can't be flash.
No, I mean, I don't have it off the top of my chest.
No.
But I reckon they're in for a big one this week. They are humming right now, the Giants.
And they're so slick, aren't they? As soon as they get that kick out of the back, it's just ping, 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 goal.
And the one player I was keen to follow, Phoenix Gothard, you know, the kid that got drafted from nowhere?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I wonder where he is. You know, he's got Queensland feet.
He's not playing. Yeah,
yeah, him and the Darcy Jones as well. I really want to... Yeah,
well, they still got guys coming back in.
But that's I want that Phoenix because obviously GWS go. We've got so much talent. We may as well throw a couple of.
I love that.
And aim at the high ceiling.
Yeah.
But anyway, glandular fever. So he is not to be seen indefinitely out. But,
are they your early?
I'm Sydney still.
You're still Sydney.
I'm still Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney.
Just wouldn't the AFL just love it all? New South Wales.
Would they
all
hate it,
mate? They just moved the whole league up there.
Yeah, I know, but
round zero.
What would the eyes do for the audience and
wouldn't,
stuff?
Mate, because Melbourne's people are going to watch it anyway. We're going to watch it anyway.
What if it was GWS?
South Australians are going to watch it anyway. I think Sydney Collingwood is their ideal grand final, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Just pure eyeballs.
Yeah.
But as I say, if you had New South Wales two teams, you're still going to get all of Victoria watching that game.
Mm.
I guarantee it. Okay. The numbers would be record breaking.
Right.
Okay.
Good one.
speaking of record breaking, Jack Billings, 15 marks, career high.
Wow.
Career high.
This is a bloke who couldn't get in the starting 18.
Well, he started as the sub last week.
Yeah.
And barely had an influence at all. I think
it's strange to do that. You got to, not a kid, a young guy who's determined to prove that he can play.
Interesting
and you make
move.
Him sub. I don't know. I would have just fed him to the Wolves and said, good luck.
Well, he came out 23 touches, career high 15 marks, 5 tackles, kicked a goal. He was that best version of Jack Billings where he's just running all day.
Made some strong
up and down
tackles.
The wing and half forward. He's he's the link man.
Yeah.
15 marks is a lot.
Imagine doing that in the grand final.
Oh, well, the space there. This guy. How many did you have? Was it 15? What was it? Like 14.
14.
Well, there's space on that MCG wing.
Yeah,
like when Langdon's still okay, but when he first came over and you're like, man, Ed Langdon's having a heap of the footy.
Well, he did what Brayshaw did. Remember when Brayshaw got to the wide spaces out of the midfield and he was having huge marks?
Cade Simpson used to do it. Remember, a mate of mine's a Carlton supporter. He used to say Cade Simpson's building a house out on that wing.
Yeah.
Because there's literally no one anywhere near him. He gets, 10, 15 marks a game just streaming up and down. So hats off to Jack Billings. And another one. Tom McDonald. We kind of wrote him off 2 weeks ago, but to see him down back again, playing in that natural role for him, took 10 marks, 18 touches, and he looked, he was having a genuine influence on the game.
I'm still not convinced by anything that...
In Melbourne's
The Melbourne players, of course, Gorn, Clary, Petrarca, convinced as you'll ever get on those.
Yeah.
just the mix of talls is just...
Oh, it's still not right, but nice to see Tom McDonald have an influence.
Okay.
I thought he deserved...
Oh, I want to see 6 weeks of it down back doing it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we want to see some consistency. Yeah. Van Rooyen was pretty quiet. He somehow got 3 goals
in the
end.
There was a fair bit of that on the weekend. Yeah. Blokes that were quiet who ended up kicking
Bob
three.
Up, kick a few.
There's a couple of Joe Gooses on the goal line. Logan McDonald.
Yeah, Logan had 4.
No, Joe the Goose. A turnover, he's in the goal square.
Yeah.
A free kick advantage in the goal square.
Yeah, You take him.
Speaking of people who weren't getting a lot of Joe the Goose over the top, so Fremantle, Josh Tracy. I just wanted to shout out for him for his game on the weekend. It felt like when that game turned, Josh Tracy was the one who was in absolutely everything.
Yeah, he was good.
So tough.
So how did you watch that whole Fremantle game and the thing you're taking away is Josh Tracy?
Well, no, Caleb was the obvious one here.
I thought Josh Tracy was fantastic, but there's about 30 things to talk about. Yeah.
That's the one. He's the one who stood out. He's the bloke who sort of, to me...
Stood out?
Well, no, Sarong stood out. But you know Sarong, you knew Sarong could do that?
I ordered him.
I probably didn't know. So Sarong had 46.
Tracy was good. I liked
21
Tracy's
clearances.
Game.
Yeah. That's the thing that stuck out the most to me because I didn't know. I didn't expect that from him. Caleb Sarong, like those numbers, phenomenal. Like more than expected, but not.
Record
you don't
breaking.
Fall off your seat.
46 touches.
46 touches. What 20 odd clear?
More than any of the docket
contested
ever.
Possessions. Yeah, by two, wasn't it? Peter Bell and David Mundy.
That's correct.
Yep.
Alex Pearce was brilliant.
Alex Pearce was brilliant.
We spoke about this morning,
we did, yes. He was very, very good.
When the chips were down, and I've been a bit critical of Alex Pearce at times, trying to do, as your captain, trying to Mr. Fix everything that's happening.
Yep.
And at times last year, we'd be calling the games. And before you know it, he's had 2 kicked on him like that.
Yep.
And you're like, that hasn't helped anything.
So you've been a hater on Fremantle. After watching that game yesterday.
You bought a membership just so you could hate him more.
No. I've been a member for a while. Not this year, though, I'm not.
After watching that game, do you feel better about them for the year?
Down
4 goals early from some dumb mistakes.
That was great.
Undermanned against a very good team.
I've massive alarms going off at Brisbane. I've put in chats some really outrageous comments about Brisbane. Fremantle, brilliant. The conversation I write in my column tomorrow is all the Fremantle supporters I sit around with always fall back to, our midfield's great. And my point is, everyone's got a good midfield. Every single team's got a good midfield.
Yep.
They don't have anyone that separates them above a good midfielder. I think Sarong this year is going to be that. Mm. He's better than a good midfielder that everyone's got.
Yep.
And this is not just off the recency of yesterday.
It's last year.
It's also hand in the pocket at $36 for the Brownlow. Let's go.
Josh Tracy was very good, though.
That's the
version of Josh Tracy that will be a very good piece for Fremantle.
And this is what Crashing Packs created, that one for Cox. Got the one to aim.
Just be a big, giant nuisance.
Yeah, like, their keys can kick, too.
They can.
Amison
and Tracy.
And Tracy, of course.
Yep.
Carlton Footy Club. Rewind to halfway through last year, and I think we had Voss sacked. Cripper traded back to Perth.
Yeah.
Sam Walsh refusing to play with a sore back.
Yep.
Harry Mackay needing an amputation.
Harry Mackay, no good. Put him back in the twos or play him in defence. I didn't have in my bingo cards their last 6 wins being Brisbane by a point, Richmond by 5, Melbourne by 2, Sydney by 6, Gold Coast by 4, Melbourne by 4. I had them as not quitters, but I didn't think they had this in them where they
the
are now.
Wins.
The Collingwood of... the last 2 seasons. I worry about their depth a little bit. I don't think they can lose Doherty, Walsh and Moore.
Yeah.
And their forwards are so dependent on Charlie and, of course, Harry. And the midfield is piping up for a couple of goals here and there. Brilliant start. They need Sam Walsh back, I think. They need just something a little bit unusual.
The midfield's
in
a little
midfield.
Exposed without the class of
it
those
is,
two.
It is, it is. I think that's the only thing. They've got the bye now, which is spot on.
Perfect timing
for
them.
Timing.
And that's a small red flag. I mean, people say I'm a Carlton hater, but like they probably should have put away Richmond with all the injuries and stuff they were having, particularly early.
Massive. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. They should have won that game by 4 to 6
that's
goals.
That's why I'm not humming on them and being how I'm thinking, gee whiz, maybe they're a little bit thin at the back end.
Yeah.
Injuries, reason why.
I think we've always thought that
their
talent tends to overwhelm, and not necessarily the way they play.
Mm.
So that's still a flag. Like, but their talent is still elite.
Chera had a good year last year.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a good chance to just pop up one little.
This is a big moment for him. It
I'd
is.
Like to do an audit of first 18 or 18 players on the field. The number of players that you've got with a 40 on the back, a 40 something. So that's always a bit of a red flag. You've got too many players in the 40s.
You're diving
deep. Your depth
deep.
Isn't so great.
Yeah.
And they've got a few.
Let me check.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Okay. Richmond, Noah Bolter, three goals, nine marks. There's something there.
And then they needed him. They just went, he went where they needed him.
He's big and he's strong and he's powerful. I like it. It's a thing. Noah Bolter. They're 0-2. And they could have easily won that game. And hats off to him for putting in the effort. You tipped him. You went a little bit right.
And that was probably because they had to switch Bolter back, didn't they? Just to cover.
Yeah.
Where he was going so well.
So they got Port Adelaide this week. We're staring down the barrel of potentially 0-3.
Port at the G?
It's at the G. Yeah. So there's some chance. I mean, they play the way they did against Carlton. But the under was 9.5, the over-under, and that was felt like high at the time, didn't it?
The, let me just quickly keep talking. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to count how many premiership players they've got.
Oh, okay. Well, Dion Prestia is the other one. Dion Prestia, guess what? Did his hammy.
Did his hammy.
It's like death and taxes.
They talked about managing him already.
Yeah.
But those 30-plus-year-olds, so he obviously did his hammy. The other ones did enough. You know, it was kind of that. We talked about being that West Coast way of needing the 30-pluses to fire.
Dan Curvis was great. Dustin Martin was great. Tom Lynch was very good, particularly early. Got a couple of very good free kicks. Yeah.
14 premiership players still in that
side. Is that right?
14 of them.
Played
the other night. 14.
Wow, that's stunning.
Yeah, 14 of them. But Prestia now is at the stage where I don't know if you can play him.
Yeah.
You can't keep losing a player. And that was, I had soft tissue issues.
Yep.
And that was what I felt so horrible was you're getting subbed off.
Yeah.
Just after quarter time. I reckon it happened to me
six times. Did you ever go into a coach and say, look, I don't think my body's up to it? Or was that the final decision?
I think a final decision.
Yeah. So just decision. I can't get out of there.
I'm wasting everyone's time. Yeah. But Prestia, unfortunately, was a far, far, was a fantastic footballer during that
period. Absolutely.
Peak.
Yeah.
So it's hard to go, Dion Prestia is available. Yeah. But we can't pick him straight. He needs to go play 4 weeks in the VFL.
Yeah,
at 100% like 100% of his normal game time to then tick that box, because it is such a disadvantage when that sub gets triggered so early.
And it happens a lot with him.
Yeah,
it feels like it happens every time.
A handful of times, I reckon, recently. Yeah.
Mm. We will talk about Brisbane now. So the ruckman had 13 contested possessions. Who do you think had the next best? I'll tell you who it was.
Contested.
Tell me how many do you think he had? It was Josh Dunkley was the next best contested for Brisbane.
Well, it mustn't be 10 then if you're saying it's maybe 7?
No, it was 9.
Okay.
But it was sort of 9, and then the next two were Lincoln McCarthy and Eric Hipwood, who had 8 and 8.
Yeah,
so
wow.
If you only got one person who goes anywhere near the midfield having 9.
I could have said Dunkley didn't play yesterday.
Yeah.
I did not see him.
Yeah. Ended up with a heap of the footy. But
just didn't.
Not
didn't
impactful
see it.
Touches.
They are as bland as any side in the competition at the moment. We said it last week.
Without
losing Kitty.
Big loss.
And even that, they were bland, which bland worked for them. Just get into that normal routine of.
Who are you more concerned? Like, if you had to put your life on either Collingwood or Brisbane missing the 8?
Brisbane. I'm not even thinking. They're bland as. Like yesterday, I know they won the inside 50s in the end, but can you remember, other than the first 15 minutes of football, I mean, they went two and a bit quarters of not kicking a goal again. They went over half game.
The 15 minutes was deceiving because there was the Matty Johnson punch through. There was the silly 50 from Hayden
Young in the middle.
There were bad turnovers in the middle, like missed kicks.
Really dumb stuff from Fremantle rather than good play from Brisbane.
Yeah, no, it was so weighted in Fremantle's favour where you thought, shit, they've given them 4 goals head start.
Yeah.
No one in the stadium would have put their hand up and said, Fremantle win from here.
No. Sometimes we overreact to personnel, I reckon. We're like, oh, this bloke, they're going to fall off the track. But sometimes it does actually equate. Like, Kitty, in what he does for them, he's the only one who goes and takes the game on, the headless chook.
Well, Zorko did it late a couple of times.
Calamar Chi looked like he was trying to get
it. But then also, Zorko kicks it beautifully. Like, does Kitty. You need someone who not only wants to take it on, because there's people who take it on and then cook it, but then there's people who take it on and actually 9 times out of 10. I think Clark used to call it 80-20.
And then Lockie Neal's the other one. He's the best clearance player in the AFL.
Brownlow
Medals.
Yeah.
So you lose those two guys. They're probably 1 and 2 on the list of guys you can't have. And Danaher's probably third. On
Charlie
the three
Cameron
most
well.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah, he just couldn't get near it.
No, could not get near it.
Right, hats off to Jordan Clark. That was He did very well. Was that? Was that Richmond? No, we did Richmond.
Brisbane.
Okay.
Hawthorn Football Club, disappointing. Again, they got the injuries and stuff. James Sicily.
Have you seen it now?
I haven't seen it.
You hadn't seen it this morning, and I tried to describe it, and I said it was like, you know, in your house where you pick up the rolled up socks and you just throw, like, have a little kick.
Yeah, on the way.
He did that to Andrew McGrath.
Yeah,
like it was
bizarre. But it's also a bit like it was a trip. Like, you know, when you're a smart ass, you try and hook your leg and then throw them backwards.
I missed the kick. I saw him, like, get under and ragdoll him a little bit.
I'll ask
you, I didn't see it later.
If I'd said to you, this is going to happen on the weekend, Give me three guesses. I reckon you would have guessed Sicily or Toby Green.
Yeah, Sicily, Toby.
And then who would the third one have been?
Is there another Mad Dog somewhere?
Some Redmond. Probably Redmond.
Yeah, Mad Redmond. Dog got a week.
Done for a week.
Mad Dog got a week.
So he's accepted the week, but Sicily's fighting it.
Yeah, so back to Hawthorn. So Sicily, I'm pretty biased. Yeah. I know that. He's one of my favourite players. Mm. But he's the captain now. If you're Sam Mitchell, round one, you're already defenderless. Yeah. And it didn't help him on the weekend. He got beaten convincingly, and the commentators are saying it's one of the worst games we've seen Sicily play. How's Sam Mitchell approaching that? I know it's only week one.
So there were flags because they lost all those key backs, and it was like Sicily's going to have to be more accountable. Yeah. It's not really his thing. His thing is to be a McGovern type, right, where you're just like, I'll just do what I want to do.
I'll get a 30 going that way, and if you kick two that way, we'll take out.
Yeah, and not to say he's soft or unaccountable. He's tough. I love him. But he needs to play that role, but can he still do that without anybody?
Not at the moment. They've got no one else to sort of sit on people.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, if you take the Mad Dog out of Sicily, out of Redmond, out of Toby Green, like, you obviously want to tweak it a little bit so they're not in and out.
No, you need that in them.
You do. So, like, is it Sam Mitchell say, what the f*** are you doing?
Yeah.
Or say, I expect that to happen twice a year.
I don't think you mind it in the moment, but like that was so dumb.
But now, and now we're heading off to, I say, where Hawks are off to play Melbourne at the G. So they need tools. We've just gone through Ben Brown, Van Rooyen.
Well, he might get off. He might get off.
Yeah, fingers crossed for me.
Is it me? Yes, St Kilda. So went down to Geelong, lost. Relatively close game. I didn't see much of this one, but I did look back at the mini. Bonner everywhere, 28 disposals. Yes. Clear direction to give him the footy.
Correct.
Like, clear direction. He was the guy.
Well, he kicks it so beautiful.
He's a beautiful kick of the footy.
Same always with liked him.
I kind of always liked him at Port.
He had some big games.
He
at
did.
Port.
Yeah, every now
and then. Out of the blue.
He just wasn't as good as Dan Houston. So it was like, where there's only really space.
And Burton plays there as well. So and even not Darcy Byrne Jones got moved in the air.
Yeah.
He was definitely a double take, like when he came up to the trade. The one you like look back on and go, well,
right.
I didn't even know he was there. Yeah. Did not even know.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what Ross does. He gets a guy and he goes, right, you're good at this. Yeah. You're going to just do this.
But, I mean, even like just the fact that Port Adelaide would consider it, like in the back of your head you think, oh, Riley Bonner's pretty good.
Yeah. We'll just pick him up. Jack Steele, good to see him bouncing back, 25 and 6 tackles. So for me, like just from the parts that I saw, it did seem that, you know, we talk about Brad Hill, we talk about Liam Henry, we talk about Wanganeen Miller. They didn't have enough of the dash and the dare that we need to see.
They
from
don't
St Kilda
have dash
to
and dare.
Good.
They're too boring.
Well, yeah, and even his first game, Darcy Wilson, he had some moments, but it was like that. What we were expecting for them to be quick and to take the game on, and they
Geelong's
couldn't do
hard
that.
To be quick.
I was going to say that it might have been more what Geelong were doing.
No, but the ground too.
Yeah, right.
Just that thinner.
Yeah, okay.
Like all of a sudden, a bit like the rugby league that went to
Vegas.
You thin the game a bit, and all of a sudden you're defending less space.
Yeah,
you're running into brick walls.
It's a lot harder to run and gun and take, and that's why Geelong was so good at the way they could do run and gun there in their prime time. Because if you can do it there, what happens on the MCG when you've got more space to do it? Yeah, how good is that?
And they did the annoying, St Kilda did the annoying, Lance Collard makes his debut, you're the sub, you come on like a little bit in the last quarter.
Should be illegal.
I don't know what it does for his development either. Like,
should be illegal.
Full game of twos.
It gets a matchy.
Oh, well, that's, okay, there you go.
It's a matchy.
I don't know. Don't like it.
Is it one to me? Sort of same game, and I think this is the one most people didn't see a lot of. Like, if you're not a Geelong or St Kilda fan, right? I think it's a general vibe.
I would have watched it over
Gold Coast Adelaide
in the rain, in the wet,
you would be switching back and forth. But Patrick Dangerfield, he's not going to die quietly, is he?
He played well.
33 years old, 25 disposals, 8 clearances, kicked the ceiling goal.
That was a free kick, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
I just saw Twitter that it was like, that's not a free kick. That's bullshit.
Probably St Kilda fans.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that. But yeah, they just look like, oh, well, I don't know if you, this opinion of St Kilda, but yeah, they look like two solid bottom half of the eight teams. Like, are you still high? How high are you on Geelong?
No, they'll make the finals.
Yeah. But that's what I mean, that bottom half of the eight.
Yeah. No, they'll make the finals.
Those two,
they'll do what they did on Saturday night, another 10 times.
You're right. You've hit the nut because there's about six teams in that space of just complete middle of the range teams.
Yeah.
And Geelong and St Kilda are firmly in that
space.
They're
probably at the top. They're the most solid, like peaks and troughs wouldn't happen. You'd expect them to be solidly
in that
space.
There's so many teams in that space.
And you just, if you operate there long enough, like sometimes you pinch one, right?
Yep. I like Dolly Dempsey.
Dolly Dempsey was good.
Yeah, is he the rising star this week?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes Geelong have those like rookies who's like 24 years old.
Well, yeah.
Is he eligible?
Brother-in-law has put Dempsey into our syndicate for rising star.
Really?
Yeah, kick three.
For the year?
Yeah, well, no, the young kid shot out of the blocks, did they?
Yeah, but he's up probably against...
No, but I'm just saying, but yeah, at the moment you might get the nomination and you're in the draw.
Oh, suddenly
you're in the draw. You're in the draw, mate.
You're one of 23.
You're in the chook ladder.
No, he was good. He was handy. I kind of always liked him a little bit because he has that touch around goal and he's a little bit... And you're like, oh, he's this kid. So I think that's real with him. I think he's going to be a legitimate player this year and be in their side and hopefully kick, you know, 35 goals as a dangerous small forward.
You know, Tanner Broome getting more times and more touches. Like they're starting to sort of do that. Next generation starting
Holmes
to come through there.
Good.
Holmes
Max
very
Holmes, good.
Yeah, we saw some flashes.
And I love it. I love seeing him interviewed. Like, he just loves life.
Yeah, happy
smiles
guy.
Tries to tell a story, finds funny. It's bloody great. I like him, to be fair. North Melbourne Footy Club. Now, I'm slightly flat here. So Aiden Corr is 29 years old, Nick.
Oh, really?
So he's 29.
I was surprised by that.
Paid a fortune.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's 29. The second oldest player, and this is Liam Shields, was the sub, so...
Don't include
him.
Don't include.
He's 43.
And Pup might find Sarong this week, I reckon. that might be a reasonable head-to-head. Anyway, so 29-year-old is Corr.
Yep.
He was the oldest.
Yep.
Second oldest player for North on the weekend.
On the weekend? Go. I'm going to guess Zach Fisher. He'd be 25, 26?
Close. Darcy Tucker, 26 years old. If they didn't pick Corr, their oldest player would have been 26.
And Corr almost didn't get up, I don't think.
Well, he almost wasn't.
Didn't play both.
In for whatever reason, but in for form as well. How good at North Melbourne, they've been kicked and they've had 1,000 draft picks. So they're on their journey. But I would have just not picked Corr so I can sell to the members.
With the youngest list in the country.
Name a team that's played with 26 being your oldest player.
Yeah, that's probably never happened. I can't think of...
What would the average age of the list be? Normally it's around that 23
mark.
People
would say, I thought when you asked me the other day, I saw the Giants, but you're
That's why I left him out in the
answers. Chad Corns and...
McDonald.
James McDonald and Dean Brogan and all those dudes were playing. So you always had at least one old man.
Yeah.
Even Gold Coast, who didn't have as many old guys, they still had Campbell Brown and Nathan Brock and Gary Ablett, Jared Brennan. They were probably all around the 25, 26, 27 mark at that point.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there was someone we're forgetting that was 100 years old.
I think Brogan was pretty old by that. No, sorry, I'm talking about GWS.
Mm. Yeah.
They had someone.
They would have had someone. Who rucked?
For Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Zach Smith?
Yeah.
Zach Smith was their ruckman in the first year. So that might be the one if we're looking for it.
If they go, they would go close.
Because Ablett would have been about 26, 27 at that point.
Remember when we thought it was all over for Geelong and all over for Gary when they split?
Yeah.
Gary played the best season I've ever seen.
Do yourself a favour
and go back and look at his... season he did his shoulder in.
There was that game against Collingwood, I remember, specifically, where he was just unbelievable.
When he was unbackable for the Brownlow until he busted his shoulder.
Yeah.
Go through the numbers there, and then Geelong won the flag that year.
Yeah, that's right.
Without gas.
Everything worked out. And he went back. Me? St Kilda, I've done. Western Bulldogs, my last team. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Sydney, Port Adelaide. Oh, I haven't done Sydney.
No, you're two.
I haven't done Sydney. The Western Bulldogs. So... As soon as the team was named, I think we all saw it coming. We were like, Bevo's going to do some stuff here. Bevo's going to throw
Josh Fraser.
Oh, yeah, Josh Fraser.
Josh Fraser.
So Bevo's going to do some stuff. He's going to leave Jack McRae out, which was flagged.
Yep.
Interrupted preseason, but still.
Can't they just go a week without
something
weird?
He's going to do something weird with Caleb Daniel. Started him as the sub.
Mm.
But that was flagged well in advance, too.
Both of those guys were. Sam Landsberger had that, and he's always bang on. Lockie Bramble... James Harms.
Bramble played well.
He did play well.
Yeah. But there was funny, all these dudes. All the changes in their footy department, but all their player decisions still leak.
That's true.
I just thought it was an odd team that he picked, and it just seemed like a bunch of mismatched parts that some of them played okay, some of them didn't. I feel like you've got to play Jack McRae and Caleb Daniel.
I disagree. I think the...
Jack McRae, I know he's not Jack McRae.
No, but you can't tell me. How are you not highlighting Darcy as the number one?
Well, Darcy's the other.
Darcy's and I don't want to say it's a banned player's name.
The other guy, we're not
but
speaking
But he's
got
to go.
Yeah.
For a bit.
No.
You've got to...
100%
agree.
The
forward line should be Norton, who I think's been overtaken by Jamara.
Yeah. Jamara touches on the weekend.
Yeah, and he could have kicked five, I reckon.
I can understand if you're not picking McRae.
But it's hard. You're not
and Daniel to pick some like Riley Sanders. I get that. Yeah. But the Bramble Harms types, are they taking you anywhere either?
No, I think Bevo's whole motto around this game was we're rock hard fit.
Yeah, okay.
So McRae hamstring.
Yep.
Caleb Daniel being interrupted. I think he had been. Yeah. So I think his whole mantra was like, we're going to hit this team with the fittest team we've got. And in the end, on a hot day, second.
I think he's overthought
up.
It.
I'll tell you what he overthought. Subbing Sanders off.
That yes,
when that half was... the country needed 20 disposals and every other leg got up.
Caleb Daniel had 12 touches in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think Caleb's safe next week.
I would have thought.
I think he should be coming in.
Jesus.
Is this me? Oh, so Collingwood. So just Zave, I wanted you to explain what the mood would be like there. Because I don't know how you guys started it in 2009. But it was certainly a dip. Yeah. So what is it? Like, what does it feel like on the ground?
I think 2009, off the top of my head, we had Geelong on a Friday night to start and then Sydney in Sydney.
It wasn't an easy run. But, like, is everyone scrambling trying to figure out what's going wrong? Is there an air of, like, this is fine, we'll get through this?
Well, I reckon the media are covering it pretty well, that they're finding instances that the players aren't doing what they did last year. Like, there's one bit of play where they're just jogging, like, just casually jogging. A little bit like Brisbane. They look like the first team that's puffed. Like, you know, when you see one team or, you know, UFC battle or something where one bloke starts to look gassed and you're like, aha, oh, the arm wrestle of this fight's about to turn.
Yeah.
They look like they're gassed first. And so do Brisbane.
Is it the shortened preseason thing?
I'm not a big
buyer. Because it is an extra short preseason this year, right? Because they started the season a week or
Jimmy
two
Bartels,
early.
Jimmy Bartels, I can't remember where it was, but it popped up on social. Someone asked him that question. He's just like, no.
So you're telling
professionals, they know how to get their fit.
You're telling me you can't run October, November, December,
but not,
January,
but they don't,
February.
They've got the breaks.
That's 5 months.
They get to have that big break, though.
Yeah, but it's on the player
you're
to stay
breaking
fit.
From, you're still meant to be training. You still may be doing the same running as what you do.
Yeah, of course.
So, no, I don't know. It's strange. It is strange.
Yeah, I just can't see. They seem to get opened up so easily.
I think the best part, if you're the opposing team, is Dacos is still being Dacos, but no one else is at their level.
No.
And then you start to worry about your own performance, whereas Collingwood, it was just so seamless last year. You knew how everyone was going to play week in, week out.
So they've got St Kilda on Thursday night, and then they've got Brisbane at the Gabba.
And Brisbane have a bye this week.
And St Kilda are not they're not easy beats.
No, it'll be a good game of footy.
They're going to strangle them.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And St Kilda don't get the bright lights too often either. So
no,
it's
so
a big
they'll enjoy that. Yeah. MCG Thursday night.
Yeah. Talking about this last one for me, Adelaide, overcomplicating it a fraction. The forecast on the Gold Coast?
I didn't see.
Wet.
Stormy.
Wet.
Rain. Horrible.
Saligo was a sub. Surely, I know Tex didn't play, so you're already bringing in a battler tall. Like, you know, if Tex was available, Tex played.
So Burgess, yeah.
They missed a chance. Saligo signed, what, a 5-year deal?
Yeah, long deal. And he's very tough and in under and
so
it's
like,
this whole thing.
So it's clearly not shit.
Yeah.
I mean, five, well, everyone gets five now. Five's the two and ten's the five from previous days. But I just feel like they overcomplicated a little bit. I would be, and the margin, when you look on the board, it says -6 points or whatever they lost by.
But it was,
I don't think that's the case when they review it. Knicks was positive or whatnot. Their role really is Adelaide to make the finals. And I think I had them out of the finals, is win the home games.
I thought you were on the crease.
Last year I was
over.
This year I was over. No, I shocked you because I went under.
Yeah, because you've been a crow man.
So they try and pencil in the home games and they've got to try and pinch a couple on the road.
Yeah.
That's how they need to do it because what they served up, despite it being -6, was poor.
I agree.
So it's all on Adelaide Oval.
Well, as soon as I saw that Tex was out and obviously Phil Thorpe's out, I was like, they're exposed.
Correct.
Like the kicking a winning score is going to be difficult for them unless Rochelle and Rankin can like kick probably
really
five or six between them as a minimum.
Have they ever done that?
No, that's not really their thing at the moment. I mean, they've had games.
Did they have kicking five between them?
Did they?
Rochelle had three. Rankin definitely had at least one.
So
four is not enough. If they kick five, it's a draw.
Yeah, there you go.
How many did they kick? So now
I know Rochelle kicked three.
Nah, Rochelle three, and we're safe
just
here, mate.
One
good call.
We're safe? Yeah, no.
We're safe.
I always knew that. I was right. See, if they kick five between them,
it changes the game. Here's obviously the marker.
This is my last team. So Sydney, 2-0. beating the D's, beating the Pies, two looking finalists nice. From last year, looking very good. Our
DMs
man over
have
here.
Been a little bit quiet too, with Brody Grundy having a shocker.
He didn't have a huge
didn't have too
game.
Many, did a little slide in DM moments.
I'd say he was beaten by Darcy Cameron.
Yeah. McGrundy was woeful.
Yeah, they did it without him. So here's my question. Heaney looks fantastic, right?
Yep. And does I think he's the most centre bounces to you on the weekend. Or the top
Chad Warner, excellent. Oh. Three goals, very good. And Errol purple. In their second half was just a machine. How and Rowbottom as well. Rowbottom was excellent, particularly in the first half of that game. He was everywhere. So they're going to bring back Parker and they're going to bring back Adams. They're the soonest ones.
Question
and
is, do you bring Adams? Like Adams is the one for me where it's like...
Well, he can't play in the middle. Because you have to play him half forward. And then Mills later in the year as well. Yep. You can assume Mills is going to have to go down back. So this is now a problem because they're going to have all these young blokes playing really well. And
but
Heaney,
what a good problem. So Mills to a wing, Goulden to the wing. He did less than half centre bounce on the weekend anyway.
Errol can play anywhere. So don't worry about Errol.
That's sweet.
But Chad and Heaney, I reckon you kind of need him.
Chad, Heaney, Parker.
Yeah. So can you play Parker forward then? Because you need Rowbottom in there to do the tough stuff.
Or just the mid off the bench or something like that.
People always ignore the tough stuff midfielder. Mm. It's like with Hawthorn, they'll forget about Connor Nash.
Rowbottom didn't do a great deal. McInerney did more centre bounces than Rowbottom on the weekend.
That surprises me.
Yeah, and Jordan did 13, and McInerney did 13.
How many did Rowbottom do?
9.
Yeah, how many tackles did he have?
Oh, shit.
Quite a few.
7. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. 13.
Loves a cuddle. See, I think you need him in there. So,
yeah, but I reckon the way Sydney are built.
Yeah. They're just so much talent.
Click the finger and Mills can be Rowbottom. Yeah. Like,
McDonald and Marty both had impacts.
Marty. I liked a Marty.
As you know, McDonald was a lot of them over the top, but at least he was up and about.
But what about my man, Marty, just standing tall at times?
I know. They look good. And quick shout out to Matt Roberts, who looks like he fits in.
Yeah, we
like him.
He's bigger than I remembered, taller.
You're last. Lucky last.
We're West Coast.
It's always West Coast last.
But, mate, there's not a lot of energy to it.
Shout out Puma. That was a really good marketing move they made on the weekend. They bought out the back page
on game
day.
What would that cost?
Yeah, what would that cost? Can you guess? As a guess, you don't know, so you guess. I'm going to say a number and you tell me when to stop. $50,000.
Oh, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I'll have to go to...
He used to do this for a living. He used to actually run the sports department.
Don't do the sales, mate. I'm going to say 300,000.
Do you reckon it's that much?
No, it's not that much, but I'm just putting a high price on it, mate.
It had to be at least 10 grand.
More than 10 grand, but a lot more than 10 grand.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to find out.
I'll find out for you. I'll bring it back.
In case we ever want to do it.
Yeah.
Hardball gets. $50,000.
I think he has to be more just favour based and like maybe a slab.
Yeah.
We could get it done. Harley Reid thoughts. So some slices through traffic. You can see what he's going to be. Obviously, he got tougher as the game went on.
Yeah, I thought there was time and patience in those congested moments, which is what the main thing you wanted to see was, does he get frazzled? Clearly not.
No.
Is he going to stand up to the people getting into him? Absolutely, he did.
Yep.
But his game is not to get 30 touches.
He doesn't get a lot of easy stuff.
That's his level.
Yeah, like, that'll be what he does probably 9 games out of 10 this year.
And that's what's annoying is the expectations that are being set on him aren't what he's going to be. And I did a little bit of digging. Chris Judd had 1 game over 20 disposals in his first year.
Is that right?
Yeah, 1. Dusty Martin, so different era, where ball was being used more, had 1 game over 25.
Yeah.
1.
Matt Rowell, who we thought had a run of 35, so it ended up being 22.
So, I think his bracket is 16 to 22.
Mm. Yep.
That's his bracket.
Yeah, and if he plays 20 games, you'd be hoping he kicks 20 to 25 goals.
No chance.
No?
No chance.
You know, I reckon?
No.
Because he's just not going to play that role.
So you'd want him to play more in the... you'd want to give him more of a taste.
Could he kick 15 goals? Give me a number.
10.
10 goals.
10.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You want him to trend more middle than forward, right?
Yeah, I reckon we're all... Because you're going to have dry patches down that forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. He's not the second coming.
But I did like he was midfield forward.
Yeah.
Not...
Half-back.
Kicking midfield. In from full-back and jogging around.
Yep.
You were next to Butters at the first centre bounce. Good luck, young man.
What did you make of West Coast? Quickly.
Yeah.
They need to get to 45 inside 50, I said to you this morning.
Get
40. The margin should have been a lot bigger, but yeah.
Agreed.
Before we go, I have something.
Oh no.
So this will be for you in the intro to promote, but it's at you.
Oh, good. Yes. Good.
Now
for
I
all
get,
those who have turned off, they'll be filthy. Yes,
now around. I get uncomfortable.
Here we go.
Well, this is like TikTok. Watch to the end.
Yeah. I get really uncomfortable when I see you in battles. When I see you in fights.
There is
a journalist at the moment who Overeas is being lauded as the number one journalist
in town. Very active.
Tom Morris.
He's flying.
Morris has been nailing story after story after story.
Mitch Cleary does a very good job too.
Tom Morris is winning at the moment.
That's what you think. And
he's in the old boys,
if that's
mate.
What you think.
And he went to a certain school, young Tom Morris.
Did he go to the same school as you?
And Ryan Daniels got a little bit antsy when Tom Morris put his little toe into Western Australia and tweeted something about Sean Darcy and the length that he's expected to miss being a lot more than is being reported.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I took it as directly at Ryan. And he suggested 8 weeks, I think it was.
I think he said 6 to 8, yeah.
6 to 8. And you came back on a different tweet.
I didn't.
Jeez, some people have been asking.
Within minutes. Some people have been asking. Sean Darcy's out for 4. Like you hadn't seen Tom Morris's tweet played dumb.
No.
And now you're in a full-on stoush.
It's not a stoush.
Yeah, it is. And you've gone, Ben Cameron, you lost to him. and now Tom Morris. And followed up. And Tom Morris has just sat back now. He's planted the seed.
I sat back.
No, you didn't. You doubled.
My favourite part was tweeting out the injury list.
that was the injury list. Yeah. Now that was...
Just sharing.
Now, that was one weird to start with.
It's a public service.
So now he's
can
down
I explain
to,
myself?
No, now he's down to 3 weeks and he's nowhere near coming back in 3. You're purely on a timeline here where there's a right or wrong answer.
Can I explain?
There's a right or wrong answer, so we know who wins this.
Countdown's on.
Hey, people can have setbacks.
No. That might have been what Tom was reporting. I think it exactly was what he was reporting.
Look, okay. Can I explain myself? So what happens is when you report something and you say 3 or 4 weeks, which I did originally, and then someone else reports something else, then you start getting inundated with people going, but you said this.
Yeah.
So then you either have to escape it at that point or ignore it.
Yeah, which is probably a good idea.
Or you can go, all right, well, I better check, because that's kind of, you know this, when someone else is reporting something different,
then you go back and check.
I better double check that I am right. So you go back to your contact and you say, hey, is anything happened here? And then they'll say to you sometimes, yes, something's changed. Or they might say, no. Nothing's changed. Still exactly the part.
Or, depending on the contact, they might lie to you.
For me to say, no. And it was an interesting time with Darcy because a lot of people wanted to know about the whole Luke Jackson thing. So I just thought
it had nothing to do with the Luke Jackson thing. It was either 4 or 8. Luke Jackson was playing ruck regardless first week.
Yeah,
so don't throw Luke Jackson. Don't throw dollar into this.
You know as well as I do that the fantasy community was very interested in this.
Yeah, no. So
very interested.
I want to. I've got a carton of beer I'd like to put on this.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
That Sean Darcy is out for 6 to 8.
Really?
And that you're going to have to delete the tweet.
Okay. Well, I'll never delete the tweet.
Jerry Whaley.
Let's put a round on it. So it's round 1. I say he'll be back by round 4 at the latest.
Okay. So 3 more games off. Yeah. 2 more games off.
Round 4 at the latest.
Wait, it's only 2 more games off.
It's 2 more games off.
And then play round 4.
Yeah, but when he tweeted 4, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Now, hold on. So you're saying if he's back round...
Oh, I'll take anything.
You've said 6 to 8. So if he's back round 5, no one wins.
If he's back 5, I win.
No. 6 to 8, you said. So you've got to stand by your claim here.
Right, if
5
neither,
is Switzerland.
If neither of us are right,
I get
Nick
a
gets a carton.
Yeah. Okay, we both buy Nick a carton if it's round 5?
Yeah, right. Nick gets both.
Deal. That's it. I'll take this.
Deal.
So you go round 4 to, and then what's his?
Mate, if he comes back earlier than round 4, then I'm also on that too.
Oh, okay.
He's got 6 onwards.
Okay.
I've got up to 4, and you've got 5.
Okay, so I've got round 5. I'll take it.
Yeah. Now, does it count if he plays for Peel, or does it have to be for
AFL. AFL.
Well, I did say back playing footy in 3 to 4 weeks.
AFL, we know the rules.
Playing footy.
We know the rules.
He's not dead. As was suggested.
Try not to be such a bitch on Twitter, either.
Mate, you see,
I wasn't a bitch. I'm filling
mate,
the people.
How quick was it, Nick? You saw it.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
People have been asking.
Hey, can I just
Rhino
say,
jumped to
I
his
like
burner
Tom,
account.
And I think he's a bloody good gym.
In my group chat, we had the tweets going back and forth, and then we had to vote on who we thought was going to be right or wrong.
Did you?
You had a lot in your corner.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Ryan just jumps on. As soon as the news drops, just jumped over to his burner account. Hi, Ryan. I thought you said four.
Yeah,
jump back to the main one. Hey, guys, people have been asking.
Is that all you got? Do you had something else there as well?
That's all I've got. That's because you're having a stoush with another journalist.
He treats the border like 2020 Mark McGowan, mate. Just like, nobody,
no one's allowed to leave here.
Don't you bloody come in here.
I do get a bit funny when East Coast journos start reporting on WA stuff.
I do. Weird. I felt uncomfortable for you.
You're caught in the middle. This is like mum and dad are fighting.
Even Tom, they're in the same group.
The old group.
I was a few years older than him.
They see each other as a secret society every day.
You guys would have been buddies.
His dad was my teacher.
Oh, there you go. You would have been buddies or something. Is it a buddy system?
No, it's just the network, we just got bullied.
All right. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. Tune in tomorrow for the Mailbag edition, and then we'll see you next week. Tomorrow. See you then.